Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Starting tomorrow and spread out across the weekend is Eat Marimbula.
That's right. There'll be more food there for everyone else because I'm not going to be here, unfortunately.
Yeah, you won't have to be trying to push Hutsy out of the way to get to one of the...
Yeah, no bigger station for me, nothing cool.
To find out more about Eat Marimbula for 2021, we are joined by one of the organisers, Dave Ahrens, local chef. Morning, Dave.
Hi there, how you going?
Yeah, good. Little different this year, of course. Instead of being right there on the shores of Fishpen and everyone packed in, sampling all that delicious local food, it's a bit more spread out this year due to COVID, isn't it?
For sure. Look, it was a decision we didn't come lightly to call off the big show down at Fishpen, but in interest of keeping our community safe and making it so we could actually have an event, we've decided to go mobile this year.
Yeah, it's a great little map all up and down the coast from like Cobargo all the way down to Eden of some fantastic little eateries and things you got going on. I'm more excited about the bigger station. As soon as I saw the words bigger station menu, I was sold straight away.
Yeah, it was an event down at Club Sapphire that they did very successfully last year, so it's back again this year. The craft beer festival going over 2 days, and then the Sunday evening's beer station dinner.
Yeah, and it is so popular every year, Dave, that you practically have to camp out the night before just to make sure you've got a nice car spot there at Fishpen, because parking is limited, but it's good to see it's been turned into a road trip this time and kind of showcasing a lot of different areas, not just Marimbula.
Absolutely. We've had a huge response from sort of the other areas, yeah, Bermagui, Cobargo, Eden, lots of people trying to get the name of their business out there and really showcase local produce and what they can do with the amazing things we have on offer in the region.
Yeah, looking at the map, it's like a family-friendly scavenger hunt.
Exactly, yeah. So look, I think a few of the events have sold out already. There is a few things that we still have some availability in. The coffee workshop, for example, run by Wild Ryan Friday morning, still has tickets available. Cat Ballou down in Eden is doing a sunset cruise.
I know, I saw this. This looks awesome.
Yeah, so that looks like a really good event in conjunction with Womboyne Oysters and the Rusty Plough. And that's what we're seeing a lot of now too, a lot of collaborations between a few different venues getting together and putting a few minds together and coming up with something great.
And in terms of the local produce, I know we talked to Gary from Tathra Oysters recently and he was saying COVID-19 has kind of worked in the favour of foodies here on the far south coast, because all that delicious local seafood, instead of it being sort of shipped to elsewhere, we're getting to enjoy more of it here on the coast.
Absolutely, yes. I guess those Asian markets have been severely hit, where a lot of our premier seafood has been shipped overseas. So, we've had a chance to keep some of that stuff here.
Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to this year with the Eat Festival?
Look, I hope to make it to the Beer Station dinner on the Sunday night. That's when I finally get to slow down and enjoy things towards the end. And a few other things. The dinner at the Wharf restaurant, so a 7-course degustation dinner at the Wharf. Also, another really interesting one down at the Broadwater Oyster Shed, just south of Pambula. They're doing an oyster shucking school on Saturday afternoon. Ooh. Sue McIntyre and Greg Carton, amazing oyster farmers, very well established down there, hugely knowledgeable about the industry as well. So, yeah, that'll be another really fun event that still has some availability.
That sounds fantastic. Oyster shucking school, maybe I can pair that with my prawn peeling school and I'll be an absolute legend by the end of the day.
A seafood extraordinaire.
Yeah. Where do people go, Dave, if they want to make sure they get tickets for one of these awesome events coming up for Eat Marimbula?
The full downloadable map is available on the Eat Festival website. So it's eatfestival.com.au. There are links from any of those events listed on that site. It's going through any of the different locations, but also you can just contact the venues direct or use the links on the website. Very user-friendly.
Well, sounds we've like just come off the back of FebFit, making sure we watch what we eat for the past month.
So perfect.
It's ShmebFit at this point. We're going to go hard for Eat Marimbula. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy the weekend.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.